Hey, this is Barry, just at a cafe with my wife, Anna. In the afternoon, we decided to spend a little time, take a little break in our work day. And she was telling me a story about someone she knows who's a single woman in the dating world looking for someone who acts like a man nowadays. And that there was this guy who looked really great on paper, had everything going for him, right age, successful, and all these other things. And then this is what happened when she went on a date. So I'm going to let Anna tell it because she was just telling me.
So they had a romantic evening, and at the end of the evening, he wanted to get ready for bed, but he said, before I go to bed, I have a sleep routine and a sleep ritual that I have to do every night, and it's, I know I'm with you and it's a romantic getaway, but I still have to do it. And he put on jungle music with exotic birds chirping in the background, and it was very loud, and she couldn't get to sleep. And then he pulls out a silk mask for his eyes, an eye mask, because he needs to black out the room. And so he had this whole real feminine, what seemed like a feminine routine, sleep routine, and it was so out of place with who he represents himself as. So it was just interesting that she told me he's great on paper, but as soon as I saw that, she's like, it was a total turnoff.
Yeah. So if that's something you're running into or experiencing, is, you know, the mismatch between the guy who seems manly or seems confident or seems great on paper, and then once you start seeing him, you start to realize that he's not as he seems. Maybe he's a boy, or there's more feminine characteristics, or he's wants you to take the lead all the time, or whatever that thing is. Oh, Anna just thought of something.
And she also mentioned that, you know, he asked her to go away for an evening, and it was to go skiing together at Big Bear. And he asked her to make all the plans, meaning, like, get the cabin, book the cabin. And then when he came over to her house to take her away, he asked her to drive. So she drove them there. It's about a 2.5-hour drive. Drove them there and drove them back because he had to do work while they were in the car together.
So here's the thing. Most of the women that I hear from, that I talk to, they're looking for a man who, you know, not that they want a man that does everything for them, but they want a man who they do feel taken care of by and cared about, who's willing to take the initiative and do a lot of the things, so that there, yes, there's a shared partnership, but he also is willing to take the lead, as opposed to expecting the woman to take the lead all the time. So, you know, if that's something that you keep running into, then you may be attracting boys and dating boys, and you may want to look more deeply into that. Actually, if you want to know more about that, check out one of the trainings I did. I think the link is still up, so you can probably go watch it at datemennotboys.com. That's datemennotboys.com/webinar replay 21. Webinar replay, all one word, webinar replay 21, the number 21. But other than that, you know, I'd love to hear your comments, your thoughts. Email me at Barry@BarryPaulPrice. And let me know your experiences with men who look good on paper, or seem like a man, seem confident, but then once you're around them, it turns out that they really can't handle it, can't keep up with you. You're the strong one, or you end up being their mom, or any experiences you have that this reminded you of.
Men are becoming, are on paper, on the outside, very, still very masculine, but when you get to know who they really are behind closed doors, you realize that they're quite feminine still. You know, they're not, I don't know, there's no more hair on their chest.
So whether you are pro or con hair on the chest, yeah. You know, but the idea of a man who is able to show up, not only take care of his business, but able to be there for you too. Let me know your experiences with that in your relationships and in the dating world that you're in right now. Barry@BarryPaulPrice.com. Have an amazing week. Much love.